Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Mr. Braxton Adams.
Yeah, this is him.
Mr. Adams, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
What's a couple minutes?
Maybe about 10 minutes at the most, Mr. Adams.
Possibly. I mean, or maybe call back a whole moment here.
I'll try to rush right through it so I can let you go.
Okay.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 40 plus?
I joined in 2015.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, bricklayer, refractory?
PCC. I do PCC and restoration work.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
Just a journeyman.
Okay, thank you. And yes,
because
well, no,
I work multiple jobs. I sometimes I work on multiple jobs.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months, if in your craft, if any?
I haven't had to seek out any work.
Good for you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Can you repeat that question?
Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
Not seriously. Maybe I might have questioned. There's been a few times where maybe I might have questioned it because I wanted to possibly wanted to seek out, you know, maybe joining a different local.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number as there were this time last year?
It's about marginal, I would say. So, I mean, I definitely, driving through downtown and stuff, you know, it looks like there's a lot of active projects going on. I mean, I haven't really seen too many projects that look like they're on hold.
Okay. So you will say there are fewer or maybe about the same number?
It doesn't seem like a lot has changed.
Okay.
That I've noticed.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm not so sure.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, including you? Yes or no?
It seems like I don't know. I mean, I always just tell everybody, you know, when we want to, new potential prospects or members, you know, I usually somebody asks me about my trade, I say that we're always looking for people. That's what I tell. That's just what I say.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union at any of them?
What was that question again?
Was there a steward appointed by the union at any of them?
Not that I'm aware of. I can't really answer that question.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union yourself? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you don't know?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Oh, gosh. It depends on if we go into a recession. I mean, if we go into a recession, you know, the possibility I could see, like, new projects, new builds possibly slowing down, but maybe as far as, like, you know, repair and restoration work goes, I mean, I could see that possibly, you know, maybe stabilizing a little bit, but depending on how the recession goes, I mean, you know, and the businesses and properties, they want to, depends on if they want to, you know, if they have the funds or not.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Oh, I'm just trying to move on forward from here on out. And, you know, I currently, you know, I don't have a family.
Okay. What about for yourself? Do you think it'll get better, stay about the same, or get worse?
I think things like just overall in general, or just as far as the livelihood goes, part of it goes.
Livelihood, I will say.
I think I'm only just gonna go up. Things are just gonna go up.
Okay. Thank you.
Switching
gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fault risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
I'd say possibly hazardous chemicals.
Okay. Hazard chemicals.
You know, chemicals in the products.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know about, you know, we try to take the, you know, the extra precautions when it comes to safety as far as like fall hazards, stuff like that. I mean,
okay.
I guess there's always could be a, you know, potential risks.
Yeah, I understand. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
The past 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I have, because there's been, right. I've been kind of in and out, you know, a little bit, because there's been times where I had to, it slowed down. I had to take a little bit of time off work to take care of personal family matters.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, picketing, yes or no?
No, because we haven't gone on strike.
What about union organizing? Yes or no?
No.
What about political canvassing?
No,
thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I don't believe I've seen anybody from any representatives, I'm aware of.
Okay, thank you so much. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources. From the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are less likely to get your news from. Cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio?
It's usually the internet.
Internet, okay. And for second, will you choose cable, friends, local TV, online newspaper, radio?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Your second option will be cable news, friends and neighbors, local news programming, print or online newspaper, radio.
Usually I do everything online.
Okay. But randomly, if you had to choose any of those, which one will you choose?
I don't know.
Okay, how about cable news as a second, friends and neighbors as a third, local TV news programming as a fourth, and print and radio online newspaper as fifth, okay?
Gosh, do I have to answer that question?
yeah, I mean, as part of the survey, we almost done. I just want to, you know, hurry up and get it over with so I can let you go. I know you're tired.
Probably local news.
Local news, okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Environment, healthcare, support for labor union, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, education, immigration, or something else?
I have to say more as far as like the economy, inflation.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is important? Not important at all, somewhat important, very important that the federal elected officials support it?
No, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how to answer that question.
Okay, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the main wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I personally don't trust any politicians. You want my opinion on it.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford over this dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM Ford?
Gosh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about health care?
As far as healthcare concerns, I think health care should be affordable.
Okay, so do you approve or disapprove how he's been handling healthcare?
Disapproved.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration? Do you approve, disapprove?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, no problem. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about support for labor unions?
No, I feel strongly that the labor unions need to be supported.
Okay, so you strongly approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about the economy? What is your opinion on that? Do you approve or disapprove the job he's been doing with the economy?
Do well.
You approve?
Disapprove. Oh, disapprove.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
I'd rather not answer.
Okay, no problem. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would rather not say.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Is it useful,
well,
yes or no?
Well, I would like to. Well, it's, the information is, useful to know what's going on.
Okay. Now, turning back to back. That's
but
BAC.
I don't really like to get into politics too much.
Okay, no problem. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, okay. What about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Is it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
They're good.
Okay, thank you. And how could the union be best improve its representation and service to you, in your own words? What can they do better?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, no problem. What do you think the union's top priority should be for this year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, according to your opinion, in your own words?
I'd like more paid time off.
Okay. More paid time off?
Well, I would like paid time off. After a certain amount of hours, after a certain amount of hours have been worked,
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, of course. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, mail, job site, union meetings, email?
Oh, I'd say all of the above.
If you had to pick one, which one will be?
I'd just say emails.
That way
I don't waste paper.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never? Once a year? Couple times a year? Or four or more times a year?
I don't know. I'd say every 3 to 6 months, at least every 3 to 6 months.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Now I'd like to ask you a few more questions, just to finish off. Do you think of yourself as Democrat or Republican or independent?
I'm independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself to be closer to the Democrat or Republican Party or neither?
Neither. I'm kind of in the middle. I usually just go by whoever I see fit for the job.
Okay, and just to make sure
and
we have
regardless of what their political party is.
Okay, I understand. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
I guess I could say other.
other. Okay, thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
My first name?
Only, yeah.
Braxton.
Thank you so much, Braxton. You have a wonderful evening. Okay.
What was your name again?
My name is Will. Will.
Will. What's your last name?
It Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z.
Will Gomez. Okay, and you're from, which local are you from?
Opinion Research. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good night. God bless you.
All right, thank you.